You know, I attended yin yoga classes for 3 years as a student, and I still had no idea how yin yoga affected the ligaments and the joints and the fascia. So in this class, I'm going to explain that completely, how yin yoga affects the ligaments and the joints and the fascia. So stay with us. Yoga with Melissa is made possible because of the ongoing support of our members in our membership community. This month, our members are developing their practice with Myofascial Release with Fascia February. We have 8 brand new classes for our members for Fascia February that focus on all the joints of the body and are incredibly supportive for sore feet, ankles, knee pain, hip pain, rheumatoid arthritis, spine pain, back pain, sciatica, digestive issues, stress, anxiety, depression, pain in your hands and wrist joints, carpal tunnel syndrome, if you spend hours a day on keyboards and smartphones, poor circulation in your legs, elbows, frozen shoulders, spend a lot of time driving, stiff and painful shoulders, a stiff and painful neck, or if you experience tension headaches. In addition to those 8 new classes, we also have 4 and 6-week fascia plans if you're just starting out, if you have a chronic illness, if you have lower back pain or upper back pain. We also have classes using the soft foam roller, the slow-mo ball, and a soft squash ball, as well as classes combining all the props. In February, we will be supporting you in practicing your yoga every day, as always, in our daily yoga connection with Myofascial Release classes. To become a supporting member and to continue to make Yoga with Melissa available around the world, go to melissawest.com/membership. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa. I'm Melissa. Today we're going to be doing a yin yoga class for your ligaments, your joints, full body, full class, and we're going to be affecting the fascia, the ligaments, the joints, and you're going to need a bolster, perhaps a block. You'll probably want to have a strap as well. It's nice to have a folded blanket on top of your mat so that it provides you some extra cushioning. Let's go ahead and rest back in Shavasana with your bolster underneath your knees. Okay, as you rest back in Shavasana, just notice the difference between the yin and the yang in your body. So the earth underneath you and the space above you, the earth underneath you and the gravity pulling the tension down. That would be the yin aspect of your experience right now. But also notice the lightness of your body, the space in your body, and the space all around you. That would be the more yang experience of your body right now. So Taoist philosophy is based on living in harmony with the natural order of things when yin and yang are in balance. Yin is dark and cold, slow and passive. It's matter, like the solid density of the earth underneath you. Yang is light and active, moving energy, like the space all around you. So when yin and yang are in balance, the Taoists call this the middle way. It's called the Tao, and it's said to be the path to tranquility. Now, like the two sides of your hand, yin cannot exist without yang. and yang cannot exist without yin. There's always some yin in the yang and some yang in the yin. And as you know from your own experience in your own lives, things are always changing. Nothing is ever constant. So yin becomes yang and yang becomes yin. So for example, when you wake up in the morning, the yin of nighttime becomes the yang of morning. And if you are exhausted from working too hard, your body exerting effort, yang, then you will transform into a more yin-like state. You'll become depleted in yin and you'll have to rest, take that yin state. So you might be wondering why I'm going through all of this, why I'm talking about yin and yang, what that has to do with fascia and the ligaments and joints and yin yoga. Well, it has pretty much everything to do with this. So when we are practicing yoga, we are creating yin. We are always going between yin and yang, between creating stability and mobility. And you can even feel this in your breath right now. So if you tune into your breath, there's parts of your breath that are stable, the pauses between the inhale and exhale, and then there's the inhale and the exhale, the mobility. So there's the yin and the yang in your breath as well. Now, as we age, our bodies become more yin-like. Our bodies stiffen, and our joints become more dry. So this is more yin. So we need yoga that attends to the yin qualities and the yin tissues to keep us mobile. So the ligaments and the joints, where the sites where things really stiffen and dry up. And you, if you're aging, if you're over your mid-30s, you're starting to experience the drying and the stiffness in the joints, particularly if you're in your 40s and above, you're experiencing this. Now, when you were younger, and in fact, if you look all the way back to when you were a baby, or if you have experience of holding a baby, you know that babies are completely yang. They're like this pile of mush and bones. They're very yang. They're very moist, and their skin is really plump, like little toddlers. They're just really little chubby little babies. And when you hold a baby, there's no stability. You have to create that stability for them, or else their head's going to flop all over, their limbs flop all over. So they need, they're working to create stability. So up until you were in your mid-20s, your mid-30s, you needed yoga that focused on yang tissues and created stability. Okay, so we're going to now that you've kind of got that foundation of the difference between yin and yang and creating mobility and stability, we're going to come up into butterfly pose. So bend your knees, roll to your side, and you're going to come up into butterfly, as I mentioned. So you want the soles of your feet together, and you want to fill the space underneath your knees with either blocks or cushions. And because this is a full body class, I want to start kind of from the bottom with our feet, work our way up to affect our knees. Knees, anytime we work any joints, areas in our bodies, we can go to the next closest joints. Great way to affect the knee joints is to work the hip joints. So we'll be affecting the knee joints by working the hip joints. So we're going to work through the whole body. So in butterfly pose, I want you to do zipper pose with your feet. So interlace your toes here. Okay, so we're going to do 2 minutes with our toes zippered this way, and then we'll zipper them the other way. And you're going to lean forward. So yin yoga focuses on the yin tissues, which are the ligaments, the joints, and the bones. And these tissues love long, passive holds. And they also love to remain cool. Yin tissues appreciate gentle pressure for long periods of time. And this gentle pressure over time stimulates the ligaments, joints, and bones to grow stronger. The ligaments and tendons that we are stressing in yin yoga stabilize the joints and bind them together. So yin yoga is designed to stress the ligaments, to regain space in the joints, and to strengthen the joints. Okay, so now you're staying in butterfly pose, but we're just going to switch the zippers. So just switch the way you've got your toes zippered up. That really helps if you pull on the tops of each toe. That helps to make the zipper more tight. The baby toes, I don't know, I just can't get that to happen. So the yang tissues are the muscles, the blood in the skin. Now muscles, they love rhythmic, repetitive movement. The muscles are elastic and moist. So think about vinyasa yoga or yoga flow classes, which are filled to the brim with young 20-somethings and 30-something people. It attracts those people that are at the peak of their balance between yin and yang in terms of their tissues. These classes really target the muscles. So muscles protect your joints. So if there's going to be too much stress on the joint, first you're going to experience this in the muscle. The muscle will first tear, then you're going to get a ligament problem, and finally the joint will suffer. Okay, then we're going to release this pose and unzipper your toes. That really helped to pull the toes. And then we're just going to do one more for your toes. We're going to do a toe squat just for 1 minute. And if you have hammer toes, you can just press your toes up against the wall or even just do some point and flex of your toes. Okay, so whatever works for you in your body today. But a toe squat works like this, where you tuck all your toes under and get your baby toe involved as well, and then you're going to sit back on your heels. And you can lean forward as much as you need to as well to lighten the pressure on the toes. So choose an appropriate edge here. Okay, and then you're going to release toe squat. You might want to just sit back on your heels. And we're going to go ahead and lie down on our backs for a moment, just to allow the chi to flow through your lower body now after you did those two poses for your feet and your toes, and really you got involved in the whole lower body there. Okay, so our next pose is going to be half happy baby pose. And I just need to just change my timer for that one. So if this pose is difficult for you, it's nice you can modify it a little bit by either putting a block underneath your pelvis or a bolster underneath your pelvis. I feel like some extra stability today. So you can bend your knees, press into your feet, and place the block underneath your pelvis. You can also use a strap, and you can draw your right knee in and then hold onto the back of your right foot. You can either have your left leg long or your left leg bent. Okay, I'm going to practice it with my left leg bent today. And here would be a good place to remember the principles of yin. So when we come into a pose, we choose an appropriate edge, one that we can stay with for a while. And then we soften. And we remember to be still so that we can come into those deeper tissues, the ligaments, the joints, the bones, the fascia. So we want to be affecting the deeper tissues. Otherwise, if we keep moving, if we fidget, if we don't soften, then we stay up at the layer of the muscles. And we want to be affecting the deeper layers of the fascia, the ligaments, the bones, and the joints in yin yoga. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to release this side. And we'll just lie on our back for a moment. Feel the rebound in this pose. And then let's go ahead and bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, and we're going to come into, if you want to place a bolster or something underneath you, if you find this pose challenging like me, we're going to do the other side. So bend your left knee into your chest and then reach your foot so that it's parallel to the ceiling. And soften. Okay, so go ahead and release this side. And again, we'll just rest back on our backs and let the chi flow through our bodies. And then we're going to bend our knees and roll to our side, and we'll come up for dragon pose, which is lunge pose. Really great idea to have some padding underneath your knees for this. And you might want your blocks for this as well at the top of your mat. So for this one, you'll walk your left leg through first. And lean forward until you feel sensation in the front of your right hip. But remember, you're going to be here for 3 minutes. So you want it to be something that you can sustain and stay with, so choose that appropriate edge. So remember at the beginning when I said that there's always some yin and yang in yin? Well, this is the part where I tell you that there's actually some yin in your muscle, which is yang. So 30% of what we call muscle is actually fascia, which is the yin aspect of your muscle. So in fact, over the last 2 weeks on Yoga with Melissa, we've been focusing a lot on myofascial release. And if you haven't done those classes, I really encourage you to do them. People have been going nuts over them. And also in our membership community, we have tons of videos on fascia and myofascial release. And we use props like the foam rollers and the slow-mo balls and squash balls to release your fascia. And every February, we focus in on fascia with Fascia February. But what I'm trying to say is that the 30% of the fascia within our muscles govern the muscles' range of motion. So it's the fascia in our muscles that determines their range of motion, their flexibility. But it's the muscle cells that determine their strength. So yang yoga targets the yang tissues with the repetitive rhythmic actions and brief holds. It strengthens the muscles. So just remember that muscles are elastic and they can handle that repetitive and rhythmic action. But the yin portion of the practice, the long holds, they target the fascia, the dense, tough tissue which surrounds and covers your muscles and your bones. So fascia is strong and flexible. Under a microscope, it resembles a spider web, and it needs to have tensile strength so that you're not a bag of bones like you were when you were a baby. But it also needs to be flexible so that you can move. So it's the long holds that targets the fascia of the myofascia of your muscles, and it provides you with length. And this is why yogis have those beautiful, long, lean muscles. Okay, so let's release this side and we can just rest back. Okay, and then we're going to go ahead and do the other side. So this time you will walk your right leg through. And find that appropriate edge because you're going to be here for a while. And these dragon poses tend to be a little more intense. Okay, so we're going to release this pose slowly from the side. And we're going to rest back on your back. You may want to, if you have tight shoulders, have your bolster overhead with you for the next pose here. So get that set up. So the dragons are done. So now we can, it's all downhill from here. Unless you have super tight shoulders, then the rest of the class, make sure you choose an appropriate edge, okay? Look after yourself. So the next pose we're gonna do is for your spine, but I also find it to be a great shoulder opener as well. So choose an appropriate edge for your shoulders. We're gonna do banana asana. So take your feet over to one side of the mat and then side bend to the same side. I'm going to the left. Take your arms overhead and you can place them right on the ground. But if that's too much for your shoulders, then get a bolster in there overhead and rest your arms up on the bolster, okay? I really, myself, love that nice big shoulder opener, so I'm going to place my arms on the ground. And you can, less is to hold on to your elbows, more is to hold on to your right wrist and with your left hand. It gives more of a side body stretch. Remember, you don't want any sharp shooting in your joints, any electric feelings. If you're feeling that kind of sensation, you want to back off a little bit. Okay, so we're going to release this from your side body. Come back to the center and just allow the rebound, the chi to flow. And then let's go ahead and do Banana Asana on the other side. So take your feet over to the right side of your mat, side bend to the right side, and either elbows on the bolster, elbows on the floor, or you use your left hand to hold onto your right wrist. And if you're feeling it, you're doing it. Remember, this is not an aesthetic practice. We want to feel the pose from the inside out, not what it looks like from the outside. And this is a practice that creates slow change over time. And that goes for even your understanding of the fascia, the ligaments, the joints, the way we're affecting it in yin yoga. So you don't have to understand everything today. And if this is all feels like confusing anatomy garble, then don't worry about it. Just let it go. It will sink in over time. In fact, I'm even going to repeat all of the teachings on the anatomy of the fascia and the ligaments and the joints and the bones, the way it relates to yin yoga, again next week with different postures, so that you get to let it sink in slowly over time. So don't worry if you don't get it all this week. Okay, let's go ahead and very slowly and gently release this side. Come back to the center. Okay, now we're going to stay lying on our backs. You could do this sitting up if this is because this pose lying on your back has more gravity pouring through the joints. So if it's feeling like too much for your joints, you really need to look after yourselves in these classes. I'm not there to know how it's affecting you. So you are your own best teacher. You know how it's feeling in your body and you need to look after yourselves, okay? So this one is going to be reclined cow's face pose. And as I said, there's more gravity pouring through the joints. So if you have any shoulder injuries, then it's probably a good idea to sit up and do this pose. You do not need to clasp your hands behind your back. It's just, you're gonna go into the kind of idea of the shape. And if you're feeling it, you're doing it. And remember, you're probably gonna feel it more later. So go with an easier edge with this pose, okay? The way it works is you're going to tuck your left arm under and bring it up your back. And then you're gonna put your right arm on your right shoulder blade. And you're gonna rest here. So to review, Yang exercises target yang tissues. Muscles love rhythmic repetitive actions and brief holds because they are elastic and they can handle rhythmic repetitive action. This could be a natural reason why younger people are attracted to more active yoga styles. Yin tissues are more plastic in nature. The ligaments, tendons, joints, and bones require gentle, long-held stress. For example, if you were to bend a plastic credit card back and forth, it would break. So ligaments are plastic in nature, just like a credit card. Okay, so you're going to release this side from your body and you're going to rest and feel the chi moving through your shoulder joints now. So it's really good to bring the blood flow into the shoulders and the chi and energy where these sites in the joints, especially as we age, they dry up and they don't usually get as much blood flow. So we're rehydrating those joints. It's really great. Okay, and then let's go ahead and do the other side. So you're just going to tuck your right arm underneath your right side, and then your left arm's going to come up and hold on to your left shoulder blade. So you want your arms to rest on the ground, but this my left arm, this is the one that had frozen shoulder, so it doesn't rest as easily. Stress is the tension we are placing on the tissues. When we stress a muscle, the result is elongation because we're affecting that 30% fascia in the muscle. When we stress a joint or ligament, we're not trying to stretch the ligaments or the joint capsules. That would be bad. When we stress the ligaments and joint capsules over time, they're going to become more spacious, they're going to become thicker, and they're going to become stronger. Okay, and then go ahead and release this side very slowly, very gently. It's quite an intense pose for your shoulders. And just feel the difference in your shoulders. And then I'm pretty sure we're going to take Shavasana now, so you might want to just get that bolster underneath your knees and make that transition. Okay, and then you're going to stay resting back. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. Okay, I chose a poem for you by Gillian Cumings, who is my current favorite poet. I chose it because it's called Because a Matryoshka Doll is a Nest Made of Eggs. And I think a matryoshka doll is a perfect example of yin because it's made of wood, which is dense, and also because it just goes in and in and in and in and in, which is very yin. A matryoshka doll is those Russian dolls that are made of wood, and you open one and then you go in and then there's another one and there's another one and there's another one. I have a couple. Do you want to get one to show it? So this is one I've had since I was a child, and you just keep going down and there's another and another. I'm sure you know this because you probably all have one too, but I think my grandparents got this one for me when they probably went on some trip. Anyway, they're fascinating to me. I love this poem. So I love the interiority of this poem and the Russian dolls. But poetry is very personal, so it speaks to me, but it might not speak to you. So if it doesn't, don't worry about it. At least she is safe. At least her body of wood rounds at the bottom. And if she breaks, as she must, thrust into her hands, happiest if they hurt her. If she splits or shatters or goes fine, at least she grows smaller and smaller with each dose of the other's pleasure. As sparrows narrow their numbed bodies to burrow into holes carved from cold. And if she is all whole, opening always as the sky opens to take in the wound of snow, at least cut her paint of patterned petals 6 times. She holds at core a kernel of girl, a seed of soul, garnered in blonde barns, her once smile, now a pin O, voiceless, snug. Okay, so gradually allow your breath to deepen, and you can start to wiggle and stretch your toes and your fingers, and then bend your knees and roll to your side, and slowly make your way up to seated. And we'll finish our practice by gathering the fruits of our practice into ourselves, and then we'll offer them out into the world with our closing mudra series. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for making it all the way to the end of this class. And if you did, you put, now I understand fascia and ligaments and joints in yin class in the comments. And if you found this description or teachings on this helpful, then feel free to share this with other people on your Facebook and Instagram or Pinterest, wherever you put these things in socials. It really helps us to spread the word about yin yoga. And keep in mind what I said about that, you know, the 20s and 30s, they like that yang yoga. So if you're in that, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, then people will really benefit from this more yin style, and share it with them. Thank you so much to Leah for your donation. And if you'd like a PDF of my favorite props and how to use them in a 10-week series of videos, then go to melissawest.com/props. That's a series of videos that I haven't shared anywhere else on the web. Just put in your email address and we'll send that right to your email. And also, we'd love to have you join us for Fascia February. My members are loving those classes. And yes, I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste. Hello, Tim. Make sure to put the Camtasia recording we filmed last week in. And when you do that and you've uploaded it, check to make sure the audio works.
Is that a good idea?
That would be really good. Otherwise, it's useless.